Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 23 today, verses 29 through 35. Proverbs 23, verses 29 through 35. The scripture says, "Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaining? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who tarry long over wine. Those who go to try mixed wine. Do not look at the wine when it's red or when it sparkles in the cup and it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a serpent and it stings like an adder. Your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things. You'll be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, like one who lies on the top of a mast. They struck me, you will say, but I was not hurt. They beat me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake? I must have another drink." Now, folks, as I talk to you today and pull this from this passage, today's challenge, keep this in mind. This is not opinion. This is the Word of God. The Scripture is very, very clear here in this description of someone who is an alcoholic or someone that drinks too much. They have the red eyes and the wounds without cause. And for those who tarry long over wine or go to try mixed wine, they're the ones that get in trouble. Don't give to alcohol too much of your time. Now, we could spend a whole study on whether or not Jesus turned water into wine, and I believe the Bible teaches he did. But the Bible also says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink, a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise." There's nothing wrong with a glass here and there, and I know there are those out there that would revolt to that. And I've been a pastor for many, many years and had people tell me, "You tell them not to drink." And that's what I do. You're listening to a man that has never had a drop of alcohol. I don't drink alcohol. I stay away from it for lots of biblical reasons. One, because of the witness that God's chosen for me. Another, because he does not want me to cause my brother to stumble. There's a lot more danger in it than there is good. And for the life that God has for me, I have stayed clear away from it my entire life and encourage others to do as well. I also want to be faithful to the scriptures, and I don't want to twist the scriptures to match what I want the word to say. Jesus turned water into wine, and it was an alcoholic type of a drink. Yet at the same time, the Bible then says, don't give it much time. Don't stare at it when it's in the glass and when it's sparkling. Don't become intoxicated by it. And nowadays, too many people are flirting with their freedoms to the point that they're getting themselves into trouble. Don't seek to enhance your life through it by curious experimentation with it, as it says here. Don't watch out for those who go to try mixed wine. And folks, there are some people that are trying all different kinds of hard ciders now and hard lemonades and different things and trying curious to way they get alcohol into their system. The Bible, remember, this is not opinion. This is the scriptures. The Bible says, watch out. Don't be one of those people. Avoid giving alcohol too much of your time. Why? Because in the end, it will consume you and you'll suffer many ills because of it. You'll be wise, folks, to heed God's word. You'll notice this person described in this passage, all of a sudden, when they got sucked into alcohol and what it does, it says, in the end, it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder, and your eyes will see strange things and your heart utter perverse things. Now, did the alcohol make you utter perverse things? Nope. The alcohol brought out what was already in your heart. For many of you, you may know this, and if not, let me just tell you, what alcohol does is it takes away your resistance and your filter, if you will. We all have hearts that are wicked apart from God giving us new ones. And for those of us who strive to let the Spirit of God be in control, we know what's really in our hearts and our thoughts, but we allow Jesus to take control. But when the alcohol's in control, you lose control of that filter and you utter perverse things. You go, folks, the scripture is very clear. Don't give alcohol too much time. Are you thinking about how much we can go get for the party this weekend or how much we can get for the celebration or whatever it is? How about trying it without it? How about trying a life without alcohol? I'm alive now 52 years, and I've lived a blessed, blessed life. And if those of you know me, know how I love to have fun. And I have not lacked a thing by missing out on alcohol. The Bible's very clear. Avoid giving it too much time. In the end, you'll regret it. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.